The UN passes a resolution introduced by Iran on following up earlier resolutions regarding nuclear disarmament. The White House press secretary reveals that U.S. President Bush has lied again. And Tehran dismisses as recycled rhetoric claims by the UAE on the three Iranian islands of Greater and Lesser Tombs and Abu Musa. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello and a very warm welcome to Jami Jam Network News coming to you live from Tehran. Please stay with us. The United Nations has passed a resolution introduced by Iran on following up earlier resolutions regarding nuclear disarmament. The measure was passed despite tough resistance from the U.S. The new U.N. measure calls on the countries with nuclear weapons to follow up and carry out the two resolutions passed in 1995 and 2000 by the members of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. It also calls on the countries to decrease their nuclear arsenal and adopt confidence-building measures to bring around more clarity. The White House press secretary reveals that U.S. President George W. Bush has lied again. Donna Perino told reporters late Wednesday that President Bush knew about the recent U.S. intelligence estimate 4 months ago. According to the White House press secretary, Bush was told by Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell in August that Iran had stopped its nuclear weapons program. Nevertheless, Bush continued to accuse Iran of running a military nuclear program. U.S. investigative journalist Seymour Hersh also said that Bush had long known that Iran did not have a military atomic program, but the administration officials persisted in pointing the finger at Tehran. A recent report by the 16 U.S. intelligence agencies has confirmed the peaceful nature of Iran's nuclear drive. Moscow is opposed to the UN Security Council adopting a fresh sanctions resolution against Iran. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said given the recent U.S. intelligence report on Iran's nuclear program, Moscow will oppose any move to draft a new resolution to slap sanctions on Tehran. He then underlined there is not even any evidence suggesting Iran was running a nuclear weapons program before 2003. China's government is studying a U.S. intelligence review that concludes Iran is pursuing a peaceful nuclear program at the moment and maintains that dialogue is the best route to solving Tehran's nuclear dispute. The Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman added Thursday, the U.S. National Intelligence Estimate report released Monday is a reversal of Washington's earlier allegations that Tehran was actively seeking nuclear weapons. Pyongyang said, quote, we will earnestly study the report and make communications with relevant parties, unquote. He then underlined Beijing supports a peaceful settlement of Tehran's nuclear question through consultation. Both China and Russia have been opposing new sanctions against Iran. You're watching Jami Jam Network News. Tehran has dismissed as recycled rhetoric claims by the United Arab Emirates, UAE, on the three Iranian islands of Greater and Lesser Tombs and Abu Musa. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Ali Husseini underlined the three islands are part of the Iranian territory. He said such trivial matters are not worth arguing about and added what is important is the common fate and security of the regional nations. Husseini said misunderstandings between Iran and the UAE can only be removed through bilateral talks. The United States insists it will not alter plans to build a missile defense system in Europe despite findings by U.S. intelligence that Iran's nuclear program is solely for peaceful purposes. Political analysts say since U.S. officials have alleged the threat from Iran was the main reason for building the defense shield, the Americans now will have a much harder time persuading European allies that it still is necessary. Already, a Czech official responsible for explaining the need for the missile defense system to the public in his country says his job has become much more difficult after the U.S. National Intelligence Estimate on Iran was released earlier this week. And another shooting rampage in the U.S., this time at a shopping center. A man opened fire with a rifle at a busy department store Wednesday, killing 8 people before taking his own life in an attack that sent holiday shoppers running and screaming through an Omaha, Nebraska shopping mall. 5 more people were wounded, 2 critically. Police recovered an SKS assault rifle believed to have been used by the shooter. The shooter was identified by police as Robert A. Hawkins, 20, of Bellevue. He left a suicide note that was found at his home by relatives. Human Rights Watch says the United States incarcerates more people per capita than any other country in the world. Citing new U.S. government figures, the rights group said at the end of 2006, more than 2,250,000 persons were behind bars in U.S. prisons and jails, an all-time high. The number represents an incarceration rate of 751 per 100,000 U.S. residents, substantially higher than that of many other countries. According to the group, the U.S. prison population has increased approximately 500% in the last 30 years and continues to grow. The government figures also show sharp racial disparities, with black men imprisoned at a rate 6.2 times higher than white men. And before we wrap up this edition of Jam & Jam Network News, let's check on the weather. The capital, Tehran, is having clear to partly cloudy skies coupled with gentle winds on Thursday. The temperature in the capital will drop to 42 degrees Fahrenheit in the coldest hours tonight. Stay tuned for the nationwide weather forecast and goodbye.